Rav Yudzayin Amar Alav Masechta Moed Katan.
It's very bad. Sorry, Tzayin Amar Beis is very bad on the page. Says the Gemara, we're late, we won't have time to go to Rashi. Says the Gemara, Amar Tanchum Bereid Rav Chia, Ish Kvar Aku, Amar Rav Yaakov Baracha, Amar Rav Simloi, Vamlo, they say, Amar Rav Tanchum, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Tanchum's name Rav Huna, Vamlo, Rav Huna, Lechud, Rav Huna himself said it. Talmid, Shenida Lechvoidei Niduyev Nidei. But Talmid went ahead, and he was menada, he put in chedim for his own covered. It's a valid need. In other words, somebody was mevaza tam b'chacham, he can stand, he should, not he could, he should stand and defend himself and put in chedim. The time we learned, menuda l'rav, menuda l'talmid. If a rav puts someone in chedim, then everyone has to abide by it. A menuda l'talmid, ain't a menuda l'rav. If a talmid with chedim, the talmid has to, people have to observe it, but not the rav. So we see that the chedim is a valid chedim. What are we talking about? Are we talking about the guy committed an aveda? Let's say he abused him in mila d'shmaya in matters of spiritual things. Then, if the person didn't behave correctly, then it's a chil Hashem, ain chachma ve'ain tivuna ve'ain neitzin egin Hashem. Then, of course, everyone has to follow it. How come? Because he's a rav, he doesn't have to follow the chedim. This Talmud was defending Hashem's covet. Milaruchi, the guy did say it was mavaza. Something that deserves. He was brazen in his chil shabbat, whatever. And a lav lekoved atzmai. We're talking about what for his own personal covet. He stood up, so the rov is not bound by it, but everyone else is. Amar Rabbi Yezir, tzurmin abana, young man, ovid dina lenafshe. He's allowed to take the law in his own hands. Bimilso the psikle, think that he's certain that he knows for sure. All the Mepharshim, the Ritva, and all the Mepharshim ask. The Gemara Baba Kama will learn that every person can take the law in their own hands if they know that it's right. My money's in your house, I'm allowed to take it away. So therefore, they want someone to say that the Chiddush is even a Talmud Chacham. An ordinary person doesn't have the Gedul, doesn't know, doesn't appreciate what a Bezin is, his money is there, he knows it's there, he can take it away. But a Talmud Chacham, you would have thought he has to go through the process and go to a Bezin. Kamashla, no. He also doesn't have to wait. He can go and seize it because he knows 100% sure that he's right. And others say, others say, we're not talking about money here at all. We're not talking about money matters. We're talking about other didim. Ahutzur met a young man that was son of Shemani. A rumor went around, abounded, that he's not behaving so properly with women. Some of the shayim say he just used to hang around and talk to girls. So they decided that's all he did. And yet, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, heichi lever, what should we do with this Talmud Chacham? Lishamte, let's put him in chedim, because he's mixing with girls. Others say he's with married women. But we need him. He's a big Talmud Chacham. We need his skull. Loi l'shamte, not to put him in chedim. Kam mischa shmo d'shmai. Zechil Hashem. What should we do? Amalei l'rabba b'chana. Midi shmi l'abba. Did you hear anything about this? Amalei, he said to Rabbi Yehuda. Hachir Rabbi Yehuda said, my d'chsiv, it says, we'll have the chagiga. Kisiv say, koi nishmru da'az. The lips of a koin, they guard knowledge. But teide yivakshim api. And you should seek out teide from him. Ki malach Hashem tzvaka. So he's an angel. Im deimor rab le malach Hashem. If your Rebbe is similar to an angel, yivaksha teide api. Learn teide from him. Im la, but if not, al yivaksha teide api. Do not learn teide from him. Sham teide Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda put him a chedim. L'soif ichlish Rabbi Yehuda. He became sick. It was old age. He became sick. Also, Rabbanu came to greet him to see how he's doing. But also, Iunami Badai, the person who was put in Chedim came with him. The person who was put in Shamta came with him. So here's the Raya that a person who put in Shamta, this is Machlek, is what Shamta is. Is Shamta the same? Is Shamta that I would hold? The Shamta is a third thing between Nidui and Chedim, the thing called Shamta. And it's in between. And others say Shamta is, could it either be Nidui or Chedim, depending on the context of what it's talking about. Or what it is. Here, the Rosh brings a Raya that you're allowed to talk. If somebody's put into Shamta, he's still allowed to talk because he went to greet Rabbi Eichanan. Kad Chazi Rabbi Yehuda saw him, Chayech, he laughed at him. Amalei, so this person who was put in Chedim said, Loi mistai l'sham to l'gavdi, put me in Chedim, alachuchem chay, you're laughing at me. Amalei, labbe didach b'chay, I'm not laughing at you. Elo d'chay azil n'lahu alma, now that I'll go to the next world, b'dicha datu, I feel good. Why would I feel good? Da'afil l'gavdi kavad, because this guy was a Talmud Chacham. But he misbehaved. That even someone like you, lechanifule, I didn't take chanifa and say, oh, he's a Talmud Chacham rabbi, you got to behave with him. No, you misbehaved. I came out of the full, brunt of the law. And I put you in chedim where you belong. Noch nafshei that Rabbi Yehuda passed away. And the person was still in chedim. Also, Rabbi Midrash, he came to Beit Medrash. Amaluhu, shadi li, Rabbi Yehuda passed away. Somebody please remove my chedim. Amalei Rabban, and gavra de chashe Rabbi Yehuda lekahacha de lishalach. Who put you in Chedim? Yehuda. Who's equal to Yehuda to undo it? Elazir the Rabbi Yehuda see. Go to the Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda see. The grandson of Yehuda Nasi, and the Lishlach is be matter. Okay. Yeah. Rav. Yeah. Other came, he went there. Labami, so Rabbi Yehuda, no, she said, told Labami, puk ayin b'nigo, look into his case, al pi halacha, whether I'm allowed to be matrim. If I can, then I will. Ayin b'nigo, dinner, somebody thought of the mishale, and he thought, yeah, maybe we should be matrim. Amad Rabbi Shmuel ba Nachmeni, Rabbi Shmuel ba Nachmeni stood up. He was one of the rabbanim there. He was in the base of Medrash when this happened, and he stood up al raglev on his feet. V'amar, Uma shivcha shel beis Rebbe. I'll soon tell you a story about the maid of Rebbe. Loi noga chacham kalz roish b'nudu. When she put someone in chedim, no one did undo it for shalosh shanim, for 3 years. The maid of Rebbe, Yehuda chaverin alach to kamam. We do have a friend put someone in chedim. You want to undo it? Amar abzeda. Maidi, come on. Let's analyze what just happened here. The Os Eder, he was very sick. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni, he never came. Punk today, he came to the Beis HaMedrash. That's how some Rishonim learned. Others learned he was a Bala Gadol. He never came to the Beis HaMedrash and learned Halacha. He always came to the Beis HaMedrash and learned Hagadol. But Mitamoli came to our Beis HaMedrash and Hashgacha Pratis, and he was the Punk when we basked, and he told us not to. I saw the Beis HaMedrash. What's this old man doing at Beis HaMedrash? The Kama Shon Los, he hasn't come here for years. Shmam and all of everybody in the Mishle. Hashgacha Pratis. We had yesterday also Hashgacha Pratis that we should not be matred. Loi Shadalai, didn't matter it. Nothing ki kabachi was, this man now was all broken. He was a Talmud Chacham, the guy. And all he did was he spoke to a few girls. So he was also broken. He went out and he cried. Osa Zibudi came along a bee, the Tarke Amse, and bit him, according to Wampshad Rashi, on his male member, the Shachiv, and he died right there on the spot. Ailu. But the bee was able to penetrate. Or is a big needle, big sting. Ailu lemarota de chassidim. They wanted to bury him dafke in the cave where all the chassidim, the holiest, the most pious people, are buried. Why over there? Because he just did tshuva, and he died from his crying. He just did tshuva. So, and the Gemara Bracha says that a baal tshuva is greater than a tzaddik. So therefore, they thought, huh, he belongs to the chassidim. But like he blew, the cave did not open. There was a snake wrapped around the cave and did not open. Did not allow them in. Ailu le marota de dinet. He brought him to the cave where all the judges are. The kiblu accepted. The cave of the judges, Rashi says, is a lower level than the cave of chassidim. Chassidim are the highest level. Then tzaddikim. Then dayanim. My timer. What is the reason why they let him into the dayanim? Kedavik rabbaloi. Different gesayis. Either the avad, he was over, he went against rabbaloi. That's why they didn't let him into chassidim. Or why they let him into the dayanim, because he followed rabbaloi. Now this is an amazing gemara, and there are many different ways of the same shot. Time we learned. Rabbi Loya, Rabbi says, if a person sees that the Yetzer Hara is getting too intense, is Yelech Lemakim She'ein Makidin, he said, go somewhere where no one knows who you are. The Yilbush Chayim, dress in black. The Yisatav Chayim, your wrap is on black. The Yasim Mashaliba Chayfis, do whatever you want to sin. So one shot is, he can't resist. He has to do these Avedas. Do it, yeah, do it somewhere no one knows you. Otherwise, the Chil Hashem, this is from me, this is how he behaves, terrible. That's one pshat. I mean, Chanan pshat is just the opposite. If you're dressed in black and everything else, you'll be somewhere else, you can start thinking, why am I here? And then you look at yourself and say, oi, what am I doing? I don't belong here. And that will suppress your Yetzer Hara. Here in town, you can't. You feel like home. You feel comfortable. And your turf. Over there, you feel uncomfortable. You come back. A third pshat is from Achreinim. They say pshat is a very interesting pshat. They say the pshat is that when you're home, if you sin, if your family's there, they'll always protect you. They'll make up stories just to defend you. And, oh, he's a great guy. This guy's maligning him. He's above Mises. But you know, another say, no one knows you. If you do something wrong, there's nobody to protect you. They're going to tell it the way it is. So then you'll be ashamed. You'll be scared. Over here, you know that there's always Yankel will take care of me. No, he'll lie for me. He'll vouch for me. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Now, what's the story of Shilcho Beis Rebbe? This is an amazing story, especially the Rosh says it. Shilcho Beis Rebbe, Mai, what's the story? The Amz of Rebbe, the maid of Rebbe, Chazisi Sol, who gave her a person, the Abimochi, Livnoi Godl. She was a man, a father, was smacking his older son. Omra, she said to this man, Lehevehu Gavra B'Shamta, you should be put in Chedim. The Ka'ovar B'Shul of Ne'ivah in Mirshul. And that became the Halacha. You were over with Ne'ivah that's in Mirshul. Because your son is going to rebel.
He'll hit you back.
The Tanya we live in, he's in the Mishol, Mimakil Livnoi Godla Kosmadava. She's telling the guy, it says in the Braisa, that you hit your oldest son. In Shukhnar brings down, now they hit an 18-year-old kid or whatever it is, because he'll hit back and you caused it. However, the number of the Shainim who learn, the Ritva here on the spot learns a very interesting thing. He says Godl is just because that's usually a Godl will always rebel. But it has nothing to do with age. It could be a 10-year-old kid. You're not allowed to smack your kid excessively. the Ritva Paskins Halachal Meister. You know the smack of kids. That's Lee with the evil system. Godel does not mean Dafka limited to 18 years old, like Shalom says, Ramos says, but it means any kid that is going to hit it too hard, they're going to rebel, they're going to run away. If not now, and later on in life. So she put him in Chedim, and no one undid it. 3 years. And the Rosh said, you know why? Because there's no one equal to her. No, the Rosh says, a pelvic thing. There was no one, in order to break a thing, you have to be equal. When do we say before the Nasi can always cancel it if we don't know who made the Nidui? But if we know who made the Nidui, you have to be equal. And the maid of Rebbe was such a Yorah Shemayim, the maid, that there was no one equal to her.
Where was it? Was it Bayer that we said that to be Mevatla Gzeira? You have to be
Mevatla Gzeira. Yeah, but that's not Chedim. That's talking about, you know, Easter. Fighting about it. Reish Loki, Shavim, Minte Padisa. Reish Loki's once guarding an orchard. Also, Gavin came along in prison. Gachel Tane stole some figs. Roma Be Kola. Reish Loki screamed at him, hey, Ganef. Atme, he refused to stop. Amale Behu. Gavin Shant, Reish Loki screamed out, you should be put in Chedim. Now, we don't know who this guy is. Amale Adirab. The guy turned around. Obviously, he was a Talmud Chacham. He said, no. Lebe Ahu, Gavin, you should be put in Chedim. Because you had no right to put me in Chedim. Imam is chayat lach, neither is chayat lach. Attack, I owe you money. Take me to court. But to put me in chayim, you had no right to. And therefore, you should be put in chayim. Also, the baby drosh, shlok is about to be medish. Amalei shaloi nidu, you should chayim. They told all the story. He said, yes, his chayim is active and yours not. Because he's right. Umay tekante, so he said to him, what should I do? I'm in chayim. Zil gabei, the lishalach. Go back to him and let him be mad to you. Loi dain, I don't know who he is. Go to the Nasi Adoy, the Lishalach, and Nasi Adoy can be matter. So the Rosh says, when can you go to the Nasi Adoy? Only when you don't know who put you in Chedim. But if you know who put you in Chedim, you got to go back to that person. The time you learn, you do, if any day mean to do, you know, because you do, only then can you go to the Nasi. So the Rosh is outsmarted by this fellow. But it's very clear from the Mariah, they used to do Nidus and Chedim right, left, and center. This is the normal thing. Put Chedim, Chedim. If an abezin became fry, or you committed an aveda, you smelled, if you foul smell, ain menadi noisa, you don't put him in chedim, because the cover of his position. Because the cover of his position, we don't want to put him in chedim. What did we say to him? We say the following pasuk: he chavid, the chavid can mean either from a covered, or the covered means heavy. Why don't you put yourself in chedim? We don't want to put you because the Chil Hashem is your office. Imagine people say, oh, the chief rabbi, but put in chedim. It's a Chil Hashem. Just why don't you resign nicely and go aside and step aside. Chazav is the second time. Then minadin not Chil Hashem. Second time, that's it. Chil Hashem, Chil Hashem. This itself is a Chil Hashem that people see. First time, maybe people didn't notice. Second time, they know. They already know. And if you don't do anything, the buddy, take care of yourself. The Chil Hashem that you'll generate by not doing anything will be greater than the Chil Hashem when you do something. However, this argument is lucky. It's lucky. So even then, don't do it openly. Nobody's lucky. Who went off the derech. You don't do it publicly. You do it discreetly. Because that's a chil Hashem. You have to do something. But you don't have to make a big fuss about it. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, the choshal tahayim, that if you stumble today, the choshal, and you stumble again, gam novi, imcha, a novi with you, laila, at night. In other words, kiso laila, covered at night, it should be shrouded in darkness, no one has to know what happened. Mazuta chasida, mazuta the chasid, kem chayiv tzurma rabban shamta. Whenever he had to put a rabbi in chedim for their misbehavior, he felt so bad that this is not part of life. Walking down the street, if you just formulate the wrong way, chedim. Anyway, if he ever had to put a talmud chacham in chedim, first shamta bereisha. First, he put himself in chedim. He felt so bad that he put talmud chacham in himself. Also, to remind himself that at night I should take him out of chedim. First he put himself, but how did Mashe did? Then he did the other guy. Came out at night to go to sleep. Shortly, Mashe first he released himself, but how did Shortly did? Then he released his friend, and he did that. So another other gentleman, he did that in order to remind himself to release his friend. A Talmud Chacham can put two Machleish Shem Hadalim Shadi. Either Menade Le Atzmoy, that means he puts himself in Chedim if he felt he did something wrong. He would put, like he had yesterday, Nazifa. He would put himself in Chedim, then Mayful Lazar take himself out of it. Or others say that if somebody was insulted him, he doesn't consult his friends, he just puts straight away the guy in Chedim. Omar Papa, take the give me credit. I said, Dishat Cheromim, but never to a rabbi. If a rabbi did deserve Talmud Chacham deserves Chedim, what do I do? Kihod the Marav in the West, We counted a number of rabbis together, and the Gidim, we decided to give him lashes, the Tzum Rabbanon, for a rabbi. We decided not to give him chelim. My shamta. What's the origin of the word shamta? Amrav, shame misa. It's a form of death. Being alone, secluded, is a very... It's like death. What's death? Death is you have no relationship anymore. Ushmul amar shmama yeh. The word shamta is from the word shmama, pust, desolate. And it helps for him. And this putting someone in the chedim is an atonement for the avedas they did, just like he put fats on an oven. And it gets totally absorbed in the oven. Same thing over here. This chedim gets totally absorbed in this person. Shlokish says if you put someone in the chedim, it can eventually be expunged, the chedim. When you put someone in the chedim, it affects all 248 limbs. Then when you release him, there's no rem, there's no residue. It completely it gets expunged from 248 limbs. When he goes in the chesiv, it says that the city should be destroyed. Yeshua said about them, there it says chedim is gematria masayim va'abosh. When I was 248, I mean, they should penetrate the entire city. Yet when it leaves the body, the chesiv, it says in the same part, it says beroiges rachem tiskar. That when we have mercy and everything else, he uses the word rachim, which is also 248. I mean, it's all 248 get cleansed. Rachim matir hachiyabe. That's the thing about here. So we're right here. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Our machleik is whether there's a residue left from the shechedim or it all goes out." Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Shadi shamta and agenufsa de kalba. If you a chedim is so powerful that you can throw the chedim on the tail of a dog and you'll see the effect that it has." What's the story? Happened a story with him. The cowboy lives a dog. Davi Ochel Misanad Rabbanon. He used to put his shoes next to his bed, and every morning he woke up, there was a bite in the shoes. He had no idea. Was it a bochur in the yeshiva doing it? There's a prank. What is going on here? And shoes are the most vital part of the dress that a person needs to wear. But the man, he didn't know who did it. Vishamtila. He said, whoever does it should be put in chedim. The next day, when he walked around, he saw that this dog in the house. Veitle beinoyde begufse. He saw the tail of the dog was on fire. And he ate the dog. So therefore, he knew that the chedim is so powerful that he even have a gashmistic effect on the tail of a dog. Says the Levite, Almud is a very strong person. He was making, he was giving angst to one of the rabbis. Also, this rabbi came from Rabbi Yisrael. What should I do? Amalei, he's a bully. Zeal, shamte, put him in chedim. Almud is to me, I'm scared more. If I put him in chedim, he'll just beat me up. This is a word called psicha. Psicha literally means opening. When a bezin starts the proceedings, they write a star. Some people call the star psicha. The opening star, the opening document that starts the whole thing rolling. Or write a star psicha, you're going to put him in chedim. So he said, "Coach me, you're more scared." Amalei, shoklit, achte bekado. Take this piece of paper, write a shamta, but don't give it to him. Put it into a jug. And then the achte bekivrei. And then you should go ahead and you should put it in the base of course. Nobody's around. So do it in seclusion. And then the kori bay al fishipure, blow inside this jug where in this barrel where the paper is, blow 1,000 times shofar barboyin yaim 40 days and see what happens. Azul over that pokakada, the barrel burst open. And the miss Alma, and this strong bully died. He killed him. No way do we find him to do tshuva. My shepude, why you shayfer? How's it come in the picture? Could the word shepude shayfer the shinifraimi man mean he should pay back? This guy's a bully. This is his deserved fate. My tavra. What do you mean that it broke? And like that, why? According to Rashi, he means, why do you blow tkiyah shvadim through? You blow all the tkiyahs. Why shvadim? Tkiyah is one thing, blasts. Why shvadim? Am nitzchah b'nei Rav Yehuda, tavri batei rami. Because the word tavra, shvadim, is to break. To break the houses of Rome. The big houses, the tall houses. What do you want to ask?
Isn't Alma usually in the Pasuk, Alma means a young girl?
No, that's an ayin.
With an ayin.
Yeah, here, Alma is an alum is a strong bully, strong person. We have all the Gemara. Who Alam?
Aramaic.
Call the Alam Gavar. Alam, stronger. The time we learned. The rule is, remember this guy's a Talmud Chacham, and this is a warning to everybody. whenever the Talmud Chacham get angry, oy misa, oy ni. The net result is chas v'shalom. Either the person that caused this anger will either die, which happened here, or will come poor, and we know that ani chashav kemes.
Same thing.
Yeah, which is a Wow. So be careful, Talmud Chacham. Luckily, it says the Magen Ram the Shach that today we don't have Rabbeinu Yehuda. There's no Talmud Chachamim today. Okay, weiter Gemara. So, Chamokin has Chachamim. Oy, Misa, oy. So, Gemara weiter. Back to the Mishnah. And Nazir Mitzayde Mitumasa. And Nazir Mitzayde. When the Mitzayde finishes his tumah and he goes to Tara, we give him seven. What he called during those 7 days, he can't take a haircut. When he finishes, it expires. He can take a haircut. It's not his fault. He had no bread. During those 7 days, he couldn't take a haircut. Are you talking about davke that it expired during Yom Tov? So he had no breda. Even though it happened a day before Yom Tov, since he was like pressed for time, we allow him chalamay to do this. Amalei said, Tanina, we learned, kol elu she'amru. It says in the Braisa. All of these that were said, mutarin legaleg moed, all of these exceptions that we allow the guy caught in jail from overseas. When do we say he can take a haircut chalam moed if he actually landed in Mamash Amin for Yom Tov? Bishalai Ibnai had no chance to do anything before Yom Tov. Abul Hoyl Ibnai landed a couple of days before Yom Tov and he just got busy doing other things. Asurim, just because he came from overseas and just because he came out of jail doesn't mean anything. However, the Braisa continues. When it comes to a Nazir, when it comes to Mitzvah, over there, the moment they take a haircut, they have to bring a carbon. Then we say, even though they had a couple of days before Yom Tov, Mutarim, we allow them to take a haircut. If they didn't, we allow them a Chalamad. You know what? If we don't allow them, they're going to delay the carbon as well. And we don't want to delay the carbon. Shalai Yishu carbon is saying, we don't want to delay the carbon until after Yom Tov. Okay. We learned in the Braisa HaKoyin V'HaOvel Mutarim Biglu. It says that a Koyin and an Ovel are allowed to take a haircut. What are we talking about? Hi Ovel, this Ovel, Heichidami, this Ovel is allowed to take a haircut. When? Now remember like this, an Ovel cannot take a haircut till after Shloshim. We know that if Shiva started and it hits Yom Tov, we're going to learn this later, and this is very important in Gemara. If you're in the middle of Shiva and hits Yom Tov, then the Shiva gets cancelled. If you hit the finish of Shiva and you started one day in a Shloshim and then you hit Yom Tov, your Yom Tov is cancelled. Your Shloshim is cancelled. Your Shloshim is cancelled. So now, if you're Shiva and then you hit Yom Tov and it's Sukkot, there's two Yom Tov in there, so the second Yom Tov cancels the Shloshim. Now, okay, what happened like this?
So one second, Cholomoyd is Nishka Yom Tov.
No, it's part of the same Yom Tov. It's one Yom Tov. It's said it's a regular with an asthma.
Okay, so the
Sukkot
cancels the Shiva
and the Shmita cancels the Shloshim. Yeah, the separate Yom Tov altogether. So we had that six things. One of them is that, the Tesis and the Rosh Hashanah. Says it more like this. Now, this Oval, what are we telling me that you're allowed to take a haircut? You're allowed to take a haircut. So what happened then? When did he stand up for 7 days? He finished the 7 days and the 8th day. He had a whole day before Yom Tov to go and take a haircut. No, we just said that if he had time before, there's no excuse. Why are we allowing him? Ella must be the 7 days ended on a Friday. The 8th day was a Shabbos, and now comes Yom Tov. So when could he have taken a haircut? He couldn't. Shiva couldn't. He had to wait to start the Shloshim, and the Shloshim needed one day, but that Shabbos, what can he do? And then it's Yom Tov. That's why we allow Chalmud. If that's Pshat, in this case, he should have done it on Friday, which is the end of the 7th day, even though normally you wait full 7 days. But here we're going to allow him. Why? First of all, the halach is machlek is abashol, the chachamim, when... what happens if before Yom Tov the Shiva ended the day before Yom Tov and the 8th day started on Yom Tov itself? Do we say that since mixes hayom kekulei, so part of the 7 days already, what do you call it, starts the Shloshim, and therefore it cancels out the Shloshim? Because now, or the Chacham is saying maybe no. Chacham is saying that the Shloshim started on Yom Tov, so it never was
it
was interrupted. So you have to, after Yom Tov, you start the Shloshim. Says the Gemara, the halacha like Abishol. Umoidim, and furthermore, Umoidim chachamim labishol. Forget Abishol. Everyone agrees. If chol shmini shaloi li is b'shabbos, if the 8th day happened to be Shabbos and Sunday was Yom Tov, so then either chol moidim, then on Friday we're going to make a special dispensation and allow you. Ed of a regal. No, it's If there was a day before Yantav, take a haircut the day before Yantav. Here you can't do it. You can't take a haircut the day before Yantav. So we're going to allow you on Friday, even Chama Maida, Elias Beshabbos, Erev Haregel, Shemut, the Galea Bereshabbos. The Chama Maida, you're allowed to. Because you haven't, it's an oinus, you have no breda. So the Chayda, since he should have taken a haircut on Friday, why in the world are we allowing him to take a haircut on Chama Maida? He had time, says the Gemara. Let's see what's talking about here. Shechol Shviyah Shalayla Beshabbos. The 7 day fell out on Shabbos, Erev Regel, and that was Erev Yom Tov because Yom Tov started on Sunday. The 7 day was a Shabbos, so his mamash and oinus, and he had no breda. That's why you allow on Chol Moed. So therefore, but l'cheira, according to the Chachamim, you never started the Shloshim till Sunday. So you can't take a hick on took a side because it's still the Shloshim. But according to Abishol, the 7 days Mikzah Yom Kippur, the Shloshim started on Shabbos, and therefore it cancels the Shloshim. You're allowed to take a haircut, but you're an oinus, so you can do Chol Moed. Tana Brosa L'Kabbashol Dama Mikzah Yom Kippur V'Yom Shvi Oilu L'Kan U'L'Kan. So Shabbos is the last day of the 7 day, but also the beginning of the 30 days, and therefore Yom Tov came in and cancelled it. You're allowed to take a Chol Moed. Mikivan the Shabbos Havi Onusu, since Shabbos is an oinus, therefore you're allowed to. Tana did an our Tana sov like Rabbanon. Our Tana like Rabbanon is not allowed to. He holds like the Rabbanon, the Amri Lo Amrina. We don't say Mizengi Kule. We don't say Mizengi Kule. And therefore the Shleishim only starts on Sunday. Therefore there was never interference. And therefore Shleishim, how can you go ahead and take a haircut? Akati Lashom Avelis the Shiva. He didn't complete Avelis the Shiva. Says the Marokki Ben Stan Avelis. And we'll learn all about the Shleishim and everything else in the next few blocks. Hai Koyin Hechi Domi. This Koyin, what are we talking about? This coin, you say that during the weekend I'll take a haircut, but we allow him to take a haircut on Chol Hamoed. When did his week end? If you tell me his week ended at a regal, he had a day before Yom Tov, he had free to himself. Shouldn't he have taken a haircut then? If he didn't, he loses out. Sorry? Yeah, exactly. And then Yom Tov might have been Monday, so then he could have done on Sunday. That Shabbos was, let's say, was Yom Tov, so he didn't have a breda. So Tana did done Sabar. So our Tana says he can't, if he had time, he should have done it before. This other Tana we brought in from Brisa says that a Koyin is allowed to take a haircut. What's the machlekes? Tana did done, so our Tana holds. Kiv on that now we learned. B'shloish, proki b'shana, 3 times a year. 3 times a year, there's no special week, everybody's equal. When it comes to the fats of Yom Tov, all the kainim were involved in Lechem Aponim. It's as if he did not finish his Mishmeres in Yom Tov because he still goes on. And therefore, he can do it. The Tana Brosavar. His mishmeret is finished. Now, in other words, there's no mishmeret. This guy, because that was his, everyone else for sure is not the mishmeret. But this guy, because it's your week, and then we say, continue onwards, please, because we need you for Yom Tov. We need you for Yom Tov. Is that, say, for this week, do we say for him it's part of the mishmeret? Or do we say no? That it's like that he joins all the other kainim, it's not part of the mishmeret. And therefore, if it's not part of his mishmer, he could have taken a haircut, and he didn't. Talmud Rami learned. Call Elu she'amru mutar negalemayid. Anyone who can take a haircut on Chol Hamoed mutar negaleh b'mei avelon. Is there anyone who has an excuse, came from overseas, whatever, is the same excuse for Avul, they're allowed to take a haircut on milvav avelus. I but Tanya let nobody else do him. I'm going to kill him. But I've said, look, Tanya, how can mutar when you allow you. You were an oval twice in a row. Nachman Islan, his father passed away, and then Nachman Islan, his mother passed away. Right? One after another. So then we allow you the second one. The first one we don't. The second one, if you came overseas, we allow you ready to take a haircut. If it's one after another, why do you have to say came overseas? If you didn't go overseas, everybody can. The time you learn, if you have one over after another, if your hair is too long, make a bitar. You're allowed to take a haircut. And make you allowed to take a haircut. And the Gemara, mitar u'mechabes usa b'mayim. Sorry, you got to take a haircut and wash your clothes. So what are you telling me that if you came overseas, it's all by the second avelus one after another. If the second avelus another, everyone's allowed to. We're much more lenient. So the Gemara, ha'idim we learned, omar avchiz the mitar u'mechabes. If it's everybody else, we only allow you the minimal amount with a razor and not with the scissor, which is a normal thing, a haircut. The mayim lebenesulah with water, but not with the different kind of chemicals, alloy, whatever it is, another and some other kind of soap chemicals. We don't allow you that. But Schenken, if you came overseas, we do. Aber the chizah maybe he learn out. Avol also betach beis he learn out. Then avol is not allowed to wash his clothes, even though we learned before from a pasuk. We bring it again that that only a second time he allowed to wash his clothes, not the first time. And the chiddush is here, like the shoyim say, even cold water. Tell what we learn. Kishem she'amru. Just like you say, also the galer b'moyit. Just like you're not taking hikkah on chalamoyit. Kach also little tzipanayim b'moyit. You're not allowed to cut your nails on chalamoyit either. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Because we want you to take a hikkah before you have to look like a mensch. We want you to cut your nails before you have to look like a mensch. Rabbi Yehuda is mati. Because he says nails grow back all the time. So therefore, even if you try to cut it before you have to, you still have to cut it again. Okay, shame, sha'omru, oval, as a galeb, mevele, kachodim, sanai, mevele. Same thing by oval, just gonna take a hiccup, not to cut his nails either. That's what Buddha says. Abyezi matter. What's the machlek advantage? The Ritva says. Shiva. And the base of machlek is very interesting. The Ritva says, the base of machlek is this one. It says in the beginning of Pasha Gesetz, if you capture this goyish woman, you have to let her, you have to give a gila chesaira, and let her nails grow. Why are you letting her nails grow?
To be manavalo.
It's too. So the machleik of Rabbi Yehuda learned she should be an oval. She should behave like an oval, mourning the fact that she's leaving her family behind, everything else. So that either an oval has to leave the nails grow, and the Rabbi Yehuda says no. The reason is she should look ugly, and you should lose your interest in her, and therefore he said, what does it do with Avelis? So you don't have to. You can cut your nails. What does it do with Avelis? So it's a machleik of Hailam Shat and Pasuk.
Yossi obviously never saw the nail extensions that ladies get these days to make their nails longer.
Yeah exactly. So according to Rabbi Yossi, long nails is ugly. According to Rabbi Yehuda, long nails is very nice. But a sign of a veil is leave it long. Omar Ullah, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, but Abba, the Mayid. Ullah said, when it comes to Avelis, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to cut your nails. No, was like his pshat in over there in the pasuk is that you let a lady grow according to the least because of Avelis. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda comes to Chalamoy, you're allowed to cut your nails. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'may uva, but halacha is allowed to cut your nails. Why? Because Amar Shmuel halacha kid b'meikul ba'avol. When it comes to Avelis, whenever there's an argument, we always take the lenient side. Just like Erev and the thing over here. Stop here.